Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're
Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 29 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm retracting something. On our last show, we did our holiday gift guide, and I came out and talked about the Amazon Kindle Fire. And if you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, or in the forums, a few days later I mentioned I took my Kindle Fire back to the store. Now, I stand by what I said. For $200, it's a good device. And it is really fine for reading the Marvel DCU on, if you don't mind a slightly smaller screen and needing to zoom a little bit. I said all of that before. The problem is the hardware is crap. I have an iPad. I have the HP touchpad. And what I've ended up telling people on Twitter and Facebook is right now, the HP touchpads are available on eBay for around the same price as a Kindle Fire, and you get a lot more hardware. My problem was I couldn't load any movies on the Fire. For the DCU, the Marvel DCU, it is perfectly fine. And it does have the Comixology app, so you can buy the digital Marvel comics, which are coming out day and date starting in the spring. But really, for everything else, I really do suggest just going and getting an HP touchpad while you can still get them on eBay. They're definitely a far superior device to the Kindle. I suggested the Kindle just because the touchpads weren't available anywhere but eBay. But now I think, honestly, get yourself a touchpad if you can. And the Kindle wasn't bad, but...
Now, you can't use the iPad for DCU, correct?
No, because it's Flash-based.
That's what it comes down to. I think it's more on Marvel to make the DCU more compatible with more devices rather than having you buy every device that comes out and seeing if it works properly.
Yeah, that's just what Arnie does, Justin. I have gone numb to it. But the reason
I did it for the listeners, though.
What was your excuse before we had a show? See, I can deliver that with a straight face. These people can't see my not laughing face. But the reason I bring this up is because a pretty popular national website suggested getting your loved one an iPad to read DCU. And I'm like, well, they did do their research.
Well, that goes back to our original point, which Arnie's doing a public service.
What I can say is I think the reason that they've left it Flash is probably three things. One, laziness. Two, cheapness, because it costs money to redevelop. And three, they have their Comixology app that is very successful, and it's on the iPad and things. And why would they compete with themselves, where you can buy the new comics now or wait 6 months and get them as part of a subscription?
But I think the whole Netflix thing has taught us that companies don't always make the wisest decisions sometimes.
It's still a new frontier. Comic companies are still playing with it. As far as I know, Marvel's the only one that offers any all-you-can-eat type of subscriptions. I'm just happy they continue to offer it at all. But yeah, unfortunately, it is still Flash-based. 2 years ago at San Diego Comic-Con, a Marvel rep told me they were going to make it iPad compatible. 2 years later, I now think that person didn't know what they were talking about. But now that I have finished that little correction to our previous show, shall we go into
the spectacular store report?
Shh, Marjorie stepped out, and I know she won't have time before Christmas to listen to this. So everybody should know, Squinkies series 3, 4, and 5 have shown up at Walmarts and Targets, and they are really cute. And I got them for Christmas. They're out there. Toys R Us had both the 2-packs and the full 12-packs. Again, 12-packs, $10. You get the whole series, 2-packs. Never know what you're going to get. There's a superhero squad set that has the MODOK in it. There's an all X-Men set. And then there's Series 5, which is just random.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to try to get the MODOK one. I think I might play the 2-pack blind package game and see if I can't do it on the cheap.
Here's the thing, is they announced over at This Week in Marvel that there was a MODOK. And of course, Marjorie got all excited and they had pictures at Marvel.com. So I hit eBay and I found some international sellers selling them with free shipping, $13 a pack. So for Christmas for Marjorie, I went and ordered one of each pack, and then I ordered one of each pack for myself.
Very nice.
But of course, last week at Toys R Us, they were having a sale where all the Squinkies were like 40% off. And I walk in, and what do I see? Long before my overseas shipment ever came, there they all were. So I spent $110 on Squinkies because I got some of the blind 2-packs that I was going to give her and tell her I just found the 2-packs and then got the whole set. Oh, here she comes. So,
shh. What were you talking about? The 2-packs.
Comic 2-packs.
Comic 2-packs. The ones that are right up there. I was just telling him you were on your way.
All right. Right before I was going to Mexico, I decided to make the rounds one more time in my area. I walk into Walmart and there's just pegs full of Marvel Universe. And at first I was like, oh, bummer. It's just a revision case with nothing new in there. But then I saw Electro sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up an extra Electro. I haven't seen Electro in a couple years. And as I started looking at him closer, I noticed his arms were translucent and I about dropped it on the floor out of pure shock.
So Electro shocked you.
I got Electro shock. I hadn't heard hide nor hair or any hint of this figure coming at all.
I hadn't either. And at New York Comic Con, I didn't notice it if it was on display. If they did have it out, and again, I don't think they did, but I may have just thought they took his little accessory and put it on his hands. And yeah, I didn't know until you put it out there that it was coming with these completely translucent arms. And it is very cool. I found one the next day at my Walmart.
Yeah, it's shipping pretty decently. I've seen it at a number of Walmarts now. So hopefully everybody's had a chance to at least get out there and look for it. And if you see Iron Fist sitting there, you know that you've missed that case at your particular Walmart. But keep looking. I've only seen it at Walmart so far. That means it'll probably hit Target and Toys R Us in the next couple weeks as well. But here's what gets me. The rumor is that there may be two possible variants on this figure. Some people are saying that the mask part on Electro's head is showing up as a translucent part as well. Now, I've seen a decent number of these, and I have not seen one that looks so much different from the rest of them that I would call it another variant. And I have yet to see a picture online even that really confirms that. So I don't know. It could be a paint app error. It could be a variant of a variant for all I know.
You know, I thought the same thing. I went to a Walmart, though, and I saw an Electro, and I picked it up and then brought it home and put it together, and damn, they're both the opaque mask. But then I finally was just giving up. We talked about this by text. I went back out, and I swear to God, I saw another one. I'm like, this has to be it. Because I was holding the others up to a light and looking through and seeing through. With the mask, it's kind of hard to tell. If you look up to the light, it's thin plastic for that mask. It has a bit of a see-through effect. This one, I was not having to hold up to a light to see through. I could see his hair completely through. So I think I found the variant of the variant. I am uploading some high-res photos. We will hash this out.
Well, looking at these pictures, it would appear that you have. It just, I think this torques me off, you know? As a variant guy, this one is so minor that it torques me off.
This is how I felt about the shiny Vision translucent and matte Vision translucent.
Yeah, I can see that. But I was on the other side of that one because I actually had both of them. So I was like, well, yeah, whatever. But now that I need to find this other one, I can see how it might cause some heartache and some heartburn. Maybe even some heart attacks.
I just wish that they'd done something slightly different. A different pose in the card. A different location of the something, just so I knew, you know, as it is.
Oh,
it's like, is this a production difference? But I'm pretty sure the pictures don't do it justice, except for the extreme close-ups I took of the face. And because we're moving, I didn't take them out of the card. But if you look at the extreme close-ups of the face, it's pretty night and day in person. That's the close-ups of the face are the best ones I have to actually holding it in your hand.
Yeah, I mean, this is the hardest of the hardcore collectors will know about this. You know, I mean, you're not going to pick this up and notice that there's a slight difference unless you're really paying attention to these.
Yeah, I went through this with the Beta Ray Bill Marvel Legend, where there were two different skin tones, and it's virtually impossible to eBay because the people don't really know. And depending on the light and the angle, you think you're getting one and you're getting the other. And I think this Electro is going to fall into that kind of thing.
You're right. This reminds me of back in the day trying to find the difference between, in the Star Wars line, the pink face Mina Tills and the white face Mina Tills. That was a nightmare because looking at them online, it's like, well, I don't know. Is that just the camera? Is that actually white? I don't know. Same thing here. It's going to be, find this one side by side. Yeah, you can see a difference. going to see that in an auction unless somebody's selling both of them.
Seeing them in my hand, I really think it's a night and day difference. And then when I take pictures, I'm like, yeah, maybe. I just couldn't believe it when I found it. I went to Walmart and I'm like, oh, an Electro. Let me look. Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you this. Is it a Walmart that you found the other variants at before? Or is this a different Walmart?
It is a different Walmart. You know, we have three Walmarts, and I found the two at one at each Walmart. And this was the only Electro they had. It wasn't the only variant. It was just the only Electro, period.
Okay. Because I've found this case at three Walmarts, and one of them has gotten two cases.
And this case seems to be like there was Guardian there, and I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, but he's
Scarlet in
that
Spider.
Case. Yeah.
I finally got my upside down Scarlet Spider.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Looks like I'm going to Walmart tonight. I wish that the one that isn't supposed to be translucent would have been cast in a yellow plastic and then painted so we could just know for sure. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, some of these are cast and translucent. But yeah, that's different enough to make me think, all right, I better go look for that.
I mean, it's a totally different color of mask when you compare them next to each other. And you can see how much clearer you can see the hairline through it, especially when you enlarge these pictures to their full size.
Yeah. Damn you, Arnie, finding...
Now you know how I feel. It's usually reversed.
There is something special about this time of year when it seems like the scalpers get more than they can bite off because there's always good things sitting around most of the time. Like, they can't keep up, you know?
I know, but usually you find all this stuff first, so it's very rare that I go out and go, hey, I think it was this and the cable wave.
Yep. This scares me, too, because a variant of a variant is going to be so hit and miss.
Yeah.
Part of me was hoping that you would say you found it at Target. Then I could be like, oh, okay, so we can figure out that some cases are going here, some are going there. But nope, Walmart. Just keep hitting Walmarts and hope that you find this case and the case with the actual variant in it. Yeah, like you said, that part is made from a translucent plastic with the gold paint over it.
Now, when you texted me about that, just a few minutes later, you then texted and said you found that Walmart gift pack that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and I don't know. For me, it's a pass. But as a gift pack, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, if you know somebody who's kind of into the Marvel Universe but hasn't really dove in, this is a great way to get them started in the right direction, I would say. But there is one little part of it in there that might make me drop the $30 on it because the Captain America has a damn translucent shield, and I must have that.
And it's straight out of the 70s TV movies.
I know.
Because he had the clear... lame shield. And Stuart Jacob and I will be reviewing those lame ass TV movies now playing in just a few weeks over at nowplayingpodcast.com. So I've been watching it and I'm like, oh my God, they made that cap. They made like the Reb Brown Captain America shield.
Now it is the same mold that they've used for the other cap shields. It's not as bubbly as the one from the 70s as I remember. That one seemed like it was more of like a half circle almost than kind of a flat shield. But yeah, that's the idea. Is it see-through where it should be white?
I saw this also. I did pick it up. It is a great gift set. Here's the funny thing is I've been looking for it for a while. And I went to my Walmart. And instead of having them on the shelf or anything, it's like they ran out of space. They just stacked them all up about as high as eye level. There had to have been 15 of them stacked vertically. And I was going back to Ghostbusters. No human being would stack gift packs like that.
Must be seasonal help.
And look, I've been seasonal help. You really don't care. You know you don't have a job come like December 28th. You don't care.
No, they didn't. It's like they had cases of these and they just stuck them on the shelf there, and they were blocking all the Captain America and Iron Man figures, but I picked one up. I was like, why not? Sure.
I don't think they had room for these because the Star Wars gift packs were laying all over the floor like somebody had just thrown them in the aisle.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I've seen them too. I haven't seen, you know, a nice dedicated display or any place that they're actually even supposed to be. It's just they're here they are. If you find them, whatever. But there's, I mean, looking at them, they're all slightly different enough that if you are a completist, you're going to want to pick up this pack. But the one that gets me is the Thor. I'm not quite sure what he's wearing, but his shirt looks like it's maybe a really loose tank top with no sides because they painted skin color up the side of his body.
He's going clubbing.
He is going clubbing. It is. It's pretty funny looking.
I did pick it up. I do think, though, Justin, if you're willing to risk it, they have so many now at all my Walmarts. These have to be a December 26th, January 2nd clearance item, right?
I mean, that's definitely a risk I'm willing to take. You know, if I miss it, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. If it goes on clearance, I'll be happy to pick it up. Otherwise, it may be eBay for a clear shield for this guy.
Now, I was shopping at Walmart also because I was looking for these Marvel gift packs before Arnie found them. And I feel bad leaving empty-handed any store. So since I already spent the time to drive to Walmart, I had to look around the electronics section. Because every once in a while, they have fun iPhone or iPod cases. And I'm always looking for, like, gadgets because I run. But this time I stumbled on, they have Marvel iPhone and iPod Touch cases. Now, they're the vintage comics, but they are really cool. And they're just little snap-on cases that go on each of them. And they're, like, $20 each.
Not bad.
No, that'd be a great stocking stuffer for somebody. And right now I have a Marvel case on, but maybe I need to change it up a little and get rid of Tokidoki for a while and put a vintage Captain America on him or something.
And those are with, like, the rest of the iPod accessories in the electronics department?
Yeah. And they had quite a huge selection. They had Cap, Spidey, Hulk. I didn't see a Wolverine. You don't see much vintage Wolverine.
Well, he was created in the 70s. Yeah. So if they're going to the 60s, yeah, it's kind of hard.
It was really good art, though. I really liked it. And they didn't seem to duplicate between the two iPhone and iPods.
Those sound like they would go good with the headsets I saw at TJ Maxx the other day. We've talked about in the past where you have earbuds with, like, sculpted Iron Man heads on them.
Yeah.
Well, I saw they have actual headsets now, and there's a Hulk one and an Iron Man one, and they have the sculpted heads where it goes on your ears. And on the Hulk one, the headband part looks like an arm or two arms sculpted. It's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, so he's, like, crushing you?
Yeah, like giving your head a big hug.
Oh, well, that's weird. Hulk no like rap.
Make a nice combo gift, though, you know?
Also at Walmart, I was in the toy aisle, and I saw something I had not seen before. Some kind of Marvel balls. They're called Marvel Heroics.
Oh, I get to open these now.
They're blind boxed, and so Marjorie, of course, was nuts about them, and they have six different colors, so we got one of each color. And inside are little figures. Now, we have not opened these. We are going to open them live on the air.
Just to recap, Marjorie is nuts about the balls.
Actually, I'm holding two in my hand right now.
And she's playing with them. Now, these are made by TreehouseKids.com, treehouse-kids.com, and they're just little figures. They are a little bit tricky to get the wrappers off of.
I got Hulk!
They're about 1 inch tall. I got Spider-Man.
Yay, Spider-Man!
And they're little plastic, not very detailed, but, you know, really
Hulk's
tiny.
He's got a six-pack, though, look.
Hulk does have, like, an eight-pack going on. You know what they remind me of? They're about the scale of, like, the Star Wars minis from game.
HeroClix size.
No, much smaller than HeroClix.
Are
they? Half the size of HeroClix. HeroClix are pretty good size. Now, on the box, it shows they have Captain America, Wolverine, Spider-Man 1, which I have, where he's shooting the web, Spider-Man 2, where he's just in a crouching pose, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, a second Wolverine. The first Wolverine is, like, slashing. The second one's just, like, posing. And then two mystery characters, which look like Spider-Man and Hulk.
So are these little sculpted things?
Yeah, they're painted. Here, let me turn them.
So what do these guys cost?
They're only 97 cents a ball.
But are they sold individually, or are they just, like, sold in two packs?
No, they're sold individually. Here, can you open this ball?
Here.
We got the second variant of Spider-Man now.
Is that a drum roll I'm hearing?
No, it's me trying to open it. Sorry. They have, like, this plastic shrink wrap on them. And no good way to open it. Like, there's no perforation.
Get a knife.
Breaking the cardinal rule with balls, I'm using teeth. Thor. He has no face.
Yeah, no. Or hair. It's like bald Thor.
So they're almost like painted versions of the little superhero, what are they, that sit right next to the Marvel Universe. They come in like 10 in a pack.
Yeah, the handful of heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Not bad paint jobs for something only, you know, 3/4 of an inch to an inch tall.
I think it goes back to when Star Wars was blind packaging those. Or not even blind packaging. They were just randomly inserting those blue hologram figures and then red.
Yeah, it's a lot like those.
You know, every time I see that, and you've talked about it in the past, maybe a good chess set, you know, use those to make a chessboard.
These are a little small, I would think, for chess pieces, and only having eight.
Wolverine!
Ah, you got action pose Wolverine.
Oh, he's coming at you. Yeah, those really aren't bad.
They're no squinkies.
Yeah, they don't have the cute factor.
So check those out. Those were just in with the regular toys at my Walmart. They were a nice impulse purchase when I couldn't find anything else. And they're not bad. I mean, for 97 cents, they're not bad. I have no idea what I would ever do with them or why I would collect them. Being blind packaged, having spares of these would not be fun.
Well, I know how you guys are always in the Family Dollar stores.
Yeah, that's us.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
It's like Dollar Tree and everything's a dollar. It's just one of those places, I'm assuming. But I haven't been into any of my local ones, but there's been people finding a handful of Marvel Universe figures in there. But here's what gets me. They're not any cheaper than when you find them at retail. They're $8 a piece with a big sticker that says $8 that goes over the art on the card. And the ones that people are finding are Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, and I think there's a Wolverine maybe. But it's all those figures that were just sitting on the pegs for months and months and months. And now they're being found at Family Dollar with a couple variants in the paint job. So, like paint variants, they're saying that it's more brightly colored Thor and more brightly colored Captain America. And I think this is where a few months ago people had seen a picture that came from, I think it was an eBay auction over in the Philippines or Hong Kong, that had these two figures, Cap and Thor, brighter. And everybody's trying to figure out where they'd show up. And here they are, a Family Dollar exclusive.
Well, after we talked about this, Justin, the other day, I went to some scary-ass stores.
I thought I pre-warned you that, you know, it's Dollar General, so make sure you have your Glock and everything ready to go.
The first one was sharing a parking lot with a blood plasma center.
Of course.
Then there was the one that was bars, not just over the main windows, but all the windows.
Now, is that to keep the elements out or to keep you in?
I don't know, but I felt so bad. I went in and found some of those play school heroes, and I felt bad for them being in this Dollar General. I felt they were in danger, so I rescued them at buy one, get one half off.
That's a preschool toy. They have no business being in that neighborhood.
They do not, especially on a school day.
It's quite the Good Samaritan act of you there. That was very humanitarian.
But I hit four Family Dollars. I didn't know there was a Family Dollar in my town, but after we talked, Google showed me four Family Dollars in sequentially worse areas. Three of them did have Marvel figures, and none of them looked any different to me than the ones that we'd seen before. They only had four characters. All of the three had the same characters, Iron Man, Wolverine, Thor, and Captain America, all from the Hammer series, and all of them looked identical, and one, they must have just put out the case, because they had, like, seven of each character, and nothing was different amongst them.
Yeah, see, that's, from what I'm hearing, you know, from other people, too, that's kind of the way it's rolling. Some folks are finding obvious variants on the Thor and the Captain America, saying that those two are in a brighter paint app than the original release, and other people are saying that, oh, they're just finding the regular release, so it's going to be hit and miss wherever you are in the country, but, you know, for me personally, I don't know if it's a big enough difference that I want to go trudging through Family Dollars and spending 50 cents less than I would anywhere else. But
well, you get quite a bit less if you happen to hit this week. It's buy one toy, get the next half off, no matter what toys.
Oh, wow.
So if you found them, you'd get two figures for $12.
Well, now that's actually kind of an incentive to go to Family Dollar.
That's very sad.
I will say this, probably don't buy milk or anything there. You know, I think they carry some grocery stuff, but just from the few I've been in, I don't know if you can trust the expiration dates on those milks. So
I feel the same way about Big Lots. But I got to say, it's kind of like this Electro thing. I hit eBay and I searched for Family Dollar Captain America, Family Dollar Thor, Bright Captain America. Nothing came up. So, could it be just a paint error?
You know, anything's possible, I guess. But the one I have seen a picture of is the Thor. And the Thor, there is a difference. You know, if it's an air, it's, you know, somebody picked four of the wrong colors that are too bright and put them in the machine that day. So I don't know. I don't know what, if this is on purpose for Marvel and Hasbro decided they wanted to do something with these and a deal fell through somewhere, or why these are at Family Dollar. But yeah, I guess, you know, I'll be looking for yet another Thor and yet another Captain America to add to my growing legions of those after this past year.
Okay. Yeah, I just checked eBay again. I checked 6 hours ago and there were none. Checking now. Yeah, there's a big difference.
They're starting to hit, huh?
They're starting to hit, and one ends in an hour, and both figures are currently going for 25. So that person's making some pretty good money.
Whoa, Jesus! What did you search for?
Family Dollar Thor. I'm checking this guy's other auctions, and he does not have any more of these. And there's only two that came up that were right. The Thor is sitting there with no bids, ending tomorrow for $17, and I'm not even sure if this is the right one. It says Family Dollar, but it doesn't have the price sticker. And it really, it's got a really bright hammer, so.
Yeah, but see, you can tell right there, that's the difference. That hammer was never painted like that.
Okay, so he has two of them out there starting at $17 apiece. And okay. He has no Captain Americas.
Yeah, they did the lightning on the Molinar and Captain America. See, I have yet to see a confirmation of a brighter Captain America.
But that Captain America in that auction looks much different than the ones I saw earlier today.
A little more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. No, yeah. And the shield is different painted, too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a much brighter shield. Okay, so I definitely didn't pass it by today.
Okay.
That's the good news. The bad news is I didn't find it.
Since there are a couple variants, it might be something I might trudge myself into doing, too. Well, people are saying that they're finding both a regular Thor and a variant Thor, and same with Cap. So different locations are getting different shipments of them. Now, I think you might have jumped the gun too quickly, Arnie, by spending $25 on that Spider-Man Squinky dispenser, because I saw it at Marshall's for the low, low price of $19.99.
Still too expensive, but there are those exclusive Squinkies in it. So, and I bought it for my wife, Marjorie. So
yeah,
there's no price that's too high.
Aww.
Actually, it should make you feel better that it's not that much cheaper, you know?
When I see it at TJ Maxx for $8, then I'll buy a second one.
Why?
So you can make earrings out of the Green Goblin.
I don't need Green Goblin earrings.
Okay, then. Then I won't. I thought you needed someplace to store your squinky balls.
Four at a time.
Yeah, not like it has a lot of storage.
But yeah, I've been hitting TJ Maxx and Marshall's quite a bit lately, because the other day I was over there and at TJ Maxx they had the first wave of the Spider-Man's Heroes and Villains figures for $4.99 each. So if you still, or even actually further than that, because I saw Rhino in there. So if you need any of those, that's a good place to look. But then the other night I went into another TJ Maxx and sitting right there were the brand new 6-inch Iron Man figures for only $5 each. I was floored.
That is crazy.
I mean, these are the ones that we paid $18 for at Toys R Us when they first came out.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally crazy.
And there were some good ones. You know, I picked up a Crimson Dynamo and that comic version of War Machine and the white and black version. So, yeah, hit your TJ Maxx. There's always something unexpected there, I guess.
No, that's gorgeous.
Oh, darn it.
I went to TJ Maxx, actually, because I had to get my tires rotated and there was nothing else to do in that crappy strip mall. I wasn't going to brave Toys R Us and the crazy supermom. So I went into TJ Maxx, and the only Marvel item I found was that stupid Spider-Man. It's a car. It's a boat toy. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was all they had. And like the very next day, you're like, Iron Man 6-inch figs. You just have a better TJ Maxx than I do.
Well, you know, I mean, how these stores usually work, they get big shipments that are just coming like a big box. So, like, it's worth checking out a couple times a week, especially this time of year, because I know they're always getting more stuff in. Every time I'm there, they're unloading something. So,
well, cool. That is it for our store report. But I did get something online, so let's go to
Sales to Astonish.
Well, I have yet to see these at retail, but my Hasbro toy shop order for the new Marvel Universe comic packs showed up the other day. I have yet to see these at retail, but the other day I came home and I had a box on the porch from Hasbro Toy Shop, and it was my Marvel Universe comic 2-packs that I almost forgot I had ordered. Remember that? We ordered them like a month ago, for shipping in early December. So, and I think you got yours too, didn't you?
I did. I just got them on the other day. So I have them in hand and I am excited.
Yeah.
Hopefully these hit retail soon though, because I think I have to return both of them. I have some bad paint errors.
Ooh.
Really?
Well, let's start with the pack that you have some bad paint errors on.
That would be both of them.
Oh, geez.
But the worst is the Daredevil Bullseye one. I love these figures. It's a great Bullseye. I think it's a lot better than the Bullseye that was released previously. I like the outfit a little bit better. But he has this white neck collar, and mine has a bunch of white paint missing. It's just like black spots visible in the neck area.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, mine seems pretty clean. But out of the two packs, the Daredevil and Bullseye pack, both use the new body type. So you get that swivel cut hip and the extra articulation in the ankle. So I'm pretty excited. I mean, even though we've had Daredevil a few times, this looks to be the best Daredevil so far.
I really like the wash on him.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, oxblood red type of color on him. I think the Daredevil logo is just painted on there where previously it's actually been lifted and sculpted in his chest. But, I mean, no huge deal there. I think it looks pretty good.
Why is Bullseye throwing a card? Isn't that Gambit's thing?
Bullseye can throw anything.
Why wouldn't they pick something that wasn't someone else's shit?
I think he can throw a card to the point that it would give a paper cut that will slit your throat.
I thought that was Gambit.
No, Gambit would throw it and it would blow up.
Oh.
And, that's a good point, though. I like on this one, because the previous releases of Bullseye had one hand sculpted with him holding a card. Now we get Bullseye with just regular old hands.
I do like this pack. I think I like the face on Bullseye. It looks like they sculpted the Bullseye into his head.
Impressive. All in all, that's a really good pack.
The other one's kind of cool because we get some characters we haven't had before. I know we haven't had Quicksilver, and I don't think we've had Wonder Man either, have we?
Nope, this is the first time for both of these in the Marvel Universe. Now, they both have counterparts in the Marvel Legends in these outfits, and both of them are using the older style bodies, so I'm less excited about these than I was about the previous pack, but they still look good. You know, I mean, we get a new head on Quicksilver with his wingtip hairdo.
Like Polly Walnuts. Now, on this one, I have white paint dripping down Quicksilver's stomach.
Jeez, how do you get so lucky to get all these paint problems?
Or I'm just anal.
Well, I mean, no, it actually sounds like you have some problems on the figures. I mean, both of mine are pretty clean looking. The Wonder Man, no, I think that's supposed to be like that. Yeah, his eyes are red.
Yeah, he's supposed to have red eyes.
So, yeah, neither one of them come with any accessories. So it's just, you know, you get the figures and that's it. And I can see a variant coming someday with the Quicksilver, maybe in his green outfit.
Yeah, probably individually carded. They're pretty good. Although, I want to point out, my Quicksilver is a very grayish blue, and it matches the front of the card picture very well. Look at the back. Quicksilver is a very rich blue.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a variant of this pack coming along.
It's very possible. But like, as always, you know, pictures on the back always can be pre-production stuff, so.
Just something to watch out for, because we've seen this type of thing before, like with Odin and his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the darker blue better.
On the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more vibrant.
Back when comics only cost a dollar.
Back in my day. So, and not too far behind these are a couple more comic packs that should be showing up, and those have me pretty excited. Those are
Thanos and Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sinister and Gambit.
Yes. Those seem to be mostly new figures, except for, you know, Thanos is going to have a new head sculpt and a different paint job. But it seems like, you know, the Gambit is not the one that we had from the Wolverine line. So that's going to be a new Gambit. And Mr. Sinister may use other parts, but we haven't seen him yet. So pretty exciting to be getting those, and hopefully those show up before the end of the year.
They're available for order in a case from Entertainment Earth, where you get a couple of the older packs, too. In the small picture I see, the only thing I don't like is it kind of looks like Mr. Sinister's cape is made of shag. I'm sure it'll look better in a larger photo, but as it is, it just reminds me of the carpeting I had in the 70s.
Well, his cape is all stringy, you know, it's almost like cut to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see how that works in 3 3/4 inch scale.
But yeah, there's some cool comic packs coming out real soon, because the cases are shipping from Entertainment Earth in January. So keep watching for the comic packs. They always seem to, they've been coming out really regularly this year.
Yeah, been a good steady streak. stream of new comic packs to look for, seems like, for most of the year, starting with that Deadpool pack back in May.
Speaking of pre-orders at Entertainment Earth, I placed a pre-order that should be coming in the first quarter of 2012. That's right, folks. The Marvel Legends are officially back.
Yeah. This is pretty exciting.
I've been kind of looking forward to this. When they talked about it at San Diego Comic-Con, I was like, yeah, but then seeing them in New York really got me jazzed. I mean, we got Thor, Captain America, Steve Rogers, Extremis Iron Man, Constrictor, Ghost Rider, Claw, and Hope Summers.
I don't even care who's in the first wave. I'm just excited that there is a first wave coming, you know? This is great. We're on the eve of Marvel Legends being back. And I have yet to figure out how that's going to work into my personal collecting, you know, because last time Marvel Legends were around, Marvel Universe wasn't around. And now both of them are going to be fighting for my collecting dollar.
Yeah, but I got to say, they talked about wave one of Marvel Legends already. Wave two is sometime next year. Wave three is not going to be for another year. So I think that it's not going to be that big a deal. It's not going to be any bigger a chunk. You're going to get a whole wave of Marvel Legends for less than the cost of a single hot toy.
True. And even if it is, you know, three or four waves a year, that's manageable for almost any collector.
Yeah. If it became really heavy Marvel Legends, then I may have to look at, I have to say, because it's a newer line and it's what I got in on, I'd probably stick more with Marvel Universe. My loyalty is to the MU 3¾-inch. But I'm excited with the Legends. I really, when I picked up those Toys R Us exclusive ones last year, got into the articulation and the detail. And I went ahead and ordered these at Entertainment Earth because, first of all, the 6-inch figures have always been kind of hit or miss. And as you mentioned, they've been $18 in stores. And over at Entertainment Earth, I picked up this entire wave of 12 figures for $125.
Yeah, that's a great price. And I think it's 8 figures in the case instead of 12 when they ship these. Is that right? Yeah, I think they ship 8 in a case.
Yeah, you get 8 figures to a case, and the only one that you get 2 of is the Extremis Iron Man. And so, even at the 7 figures per case, this comes out to just about $13 a figure, which, A, I don't have to worry about where I'll find them in stores, and B, I'm probably getting them at below retail cost. And then I'll be able to offer up that Extremis Iron Man in the forums.
Very nice. Yeah, because we're still not sure what they're going to show up at retail for. You know, they could be Toys R Us is $18. It could be Walmart's $12.99, so, or anywhere in between.
I'm hoping that they'd be at the $12 to $10 mark that Entertainment Earth's case price would indicate, but I just, with the prices on the 6-inch figures we've been seeing, I didn't want to take that gamble, and I'm really excited to be getting these. There's some great figures in here, like Iron Man, Thor, and Ghost Rider are the ones I'm most excited for, but Constrictor was really good.
Yeah, and they've been showing Constrictor for almost 2 years now, if not more. He was part of the fans' choice poll that they were. It was one of the figures that was a choice that resulted in us getting the, you know, the Deadpool and Warpath 2 packs and stuff like that last year. So it's nice to see them this close to being on store shelves. And you'll be building your Terrax before you know it. It's just around the corner.
Also talking about stuff coming soon, Triple H over in the Toy Arc forums posted that he is over in Singapore and he has found Wave 17 of Marvel Universe.
Nice. Series 4, here we come.
Series 3, I hardly knew thee.
Now, right off the bat, there's some visual differences. For the first 3 series, they all had the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent logo on there, and they just kind of changed the color from series to series. But that's gone now, it looks like.
They didn't even have the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent logo. The first one had S.H.I.E.L.D. The second one had that Hammer, because it was the Hammer Squad with Norman Osborn.
You're right. There was the Hammer Files for a while, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. But anyway, it's always been a circle.
It's always been a little circle. Now they've replaced it, and it's a comic book cover of the character without any of the text.
Yeah, it's like a rectangle askew, you know, following the angle that the bubble is taken there.
They've also made the figure name more prominent and larger.
Way more prominent. Almost mm-hmm. too prominent.
Yeah.
To me.
It is really big. I mean, if you look at his pictures, he has some of the earlier figures next to the new ones, and the font difference is just enormous. I mean, they're using the same space for Psylocke, which is 8 letters, as they used for Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah, they're filling up that space.
Why is the Iron Fist package pose the Fonzie dance?
It does look like the Fonzie dance, but I gotta say, I like the action poses of these figures. I like that Iron Fist is mid-kick. I think it's really dynamic.
I like the concept of putting these guys in action poses, but here's my problem with it. Sometimes when they do that, they force figures in there in a pose that's not necessarily good for the joints. And you get a guy who's got like a bent ankle or a knee that's been twisted the wrong way. And so he'll never stand up straight. So it's kind of a give and take thing. It's like for a carded figure collector, it looks really cool rather than just have him stand straight up at attention. But if you're an opener, you run that risk of getting bent out of position joints and whatnot.
Now, the one thing that may be distracting you from, do you notice what's missing from these packs? No bases.
Yeah, I'm of two minds with that one. I'll miss them, but at the same time, I won't because I hardly use them. You know, I mean, it's nice to know they're there, but I never end up using the actual name bases.
I'm the same way. I get the Ultarama stands or the Mini Mag stands. Maybe someday I'll go all out and get a Geek Box for them. But yeah, I don't really use them. They go into the Galactus box of parts, and I'm certainly not going to miss. Oh, hey, there's one with the base that says Scar. Oh, hey, there's the one that's the base that says Son of Hulk. I guess I feel compelled to buy both. I'm not going to miss that. I guess the only way it hurts is I feel like if they're doing that, I wish they would have thrown in another little accessory of some sort, you know, to kind of, instead of just being a cost savings, hey, let's not spend the money on a stand measure. Why not? I would have felt like we should get a little something, but I
yeah,
like
but
it.
Yeah, before stands, we had the, you know, the secret files in there.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, you're getting your figure and your accessory, whatever that may be.
In the first wave, it looks like we've got quite a bit of rehash, not much in the way of new characters. We get a new Daredevil, this time in his black outfit.
Shadowland Daredevil.
We get Thor from Ages of Thunder, which does honestly look like perhaps the best Thor to me from the face. I've never really gotten into the faces that of any of the current Thor figures. This one doesn't look quite so Stan from American Dad. We get another Storm. Is this our third Storm, I believe?
Well, yeah, maybe fourth, depending on if you count the variant from the X-Men Giant Pack or Giant X-Men Pack. That one had two different paint jobs.
True.
And then we had the Mohawk comic pack Storm. And this one looks like it's close to the being the same figure from the Giant X-Men pack, but with, I think, a different cape. Hard to tell from these pictures, but it looks like she has more of a full cape here than from that other release.
We get Marvel's Patriot.
And Iron Fist again.
This time in his white outfit.
Which actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Now, can I tell you what I like best about what they're doing with the new series? I do like that they've replaced the little discs with the comic covers. I think that's cooler. But I love that on the back, they've stolen an idea from Taco Bell.
Yeah, they have.
Because they have Deadpool, and he says, collect them all. But then, you know how, like, the Taco Bell packets, you pick one up and it says, pick me, I'm tasty. And you pick another one up, it says, will you marry me? On the back of these figures, they have Deadpool. And, like, on Storm, he says, fetch me a churro. And on another one, he says, collect them all, but could any look this good?
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
This one's cool. 4 out of 5 Deadpools recommend Deadpool for their patients who use Deadpool.
Deadpool getting some love for the whole series.
Given that Deadpool's the character that breaks the fourth wall in comics, it makes sense to have him be the one who's breaking the fourth wall on the package.
Exactly. The only way they need to make it a little bit better is make that little bubble yellow so we know that he's talking to us, like in the comics, but that's a minor nitpick.
So those are out in Singapore. They will be hitting stateside next year.
If not sooner.
Did we mention there's a Psylocke coming? Might have missed Psylocke in that list.
Yeah, Psylocke looks like she's the old female standard body. So I'm only going to be new character excited there, not super excited over getting, you know, like the X-23 body with Psylocke. But what are you going to do? Beggars can't be choosers, right? Now, over on eBay, some eagle-eyed collectors have spotted what appears to be a variant of Iron Spider-Man from a seller over in Hong Kong. And what we have right now is just a loose picture. It's not carded or anything, but We're looking at a red translucent Iron Spider-Man.
It looks like a Jolly Rancher.
It does. It looks gummy. It looks edible. Yeah, there's no confirmation on if this is real or not, but it looks real enough. And they did it a few years ago with the Spider-Man 6-inch line. They had regular old Iron Spider, and then they had a translucent variant too. So I mean, I can see, I mean, there's a precedent set for this type of character. I don't know about in canon and comics or whatnot, but as far as figures go, they've done something very similar to this before. So maybe we should do some research and look at the revision cases coming out in the future. If we see Iron Spider-Man again, we'll know that maybe that's where this one's going to show up.
SuperheroStuff.com has a Spider-Man black Snuggie sleeved blanket.
Now, I have to say, they're giving Spider-Man the short end of the Snuggie stick here, because there's like a Wonder Woman Snuggie that when you put on, it's like you're wearing the Wonder Woman outfit.
Yeah, Superhero Stuff actually posted on their Facebook wall that they want to see all the ladies get naked and put one of these on. I'm like, well, how would you know I was naked underneath it? I could just tell you I'm naked.
I mean, actually, we're all naked under these clothes.
Exactly. Unless you're a never nude. I find Snuggies just really creepy. Like the Heaven's Gate level of creepy. I just do not like them. People at work wear them because our building's cold, and I just, ugh, hate it.
Well, maybe you could give them all a Spider-Man one.
It's not going to make it better.
Why is fleece all of a sudden like this godly material that people feel like they can just wear out in public? You know, if it's cut like a coat, fine. If it's cut like a robe, no. You don't wear robes out of your house.
Who is wearing robes out of their house?
Sounds like your employees.
Oh, yeah, but ugh.
I love the description on Superhero Stuff site for this. The Spider-Man adult black Snuggie sleeved blanket is 55 inches wide and 72 inches long, made of soft, warm fleece material. These are words that do not often describe Spider-Man. I'm wondering if they include fleece in that. But they fit this helpful Snuggie sleeved blanket perfectly. The blanket features sleeves, just two. Doc Ock is left out in the cold. So you put your arms through these tubes of soft material and continue to enjoy popcorn or cookies. So you're not a gamer even, you're not reading a book, you're a fat sloth eating your popcorn and cookies in a Snuggie. The Spider-Man Snuggie sleeve blanket is fully machine washable, so when you spill your popcorn down yourself, you lazy slug, you may now throw it in the washer, we hope. Speaking of off-the-wall items, Diamond has expanded their Marvel license to create bottle openers. But what cooler bottle opener could there be than Mjolnir?
That is pretty sweet. Of course, I wouldn't want to carry that around in my pocket. It seems a little heavy.
Well, we don't know how big it's going to be, actually. I like that their little tagline says, "Avenge your thirst," with the Thor bottle cap opener. They're going to have others coming, too. They're just starting with Thor.
It looks pretty tiny, according to the picture, unless the guy has like ginormous hands, like man hands from like Seinfeld or something.
That giant guy from Shallow Hal.
Oh, Anthony Robbins, yeah.
He's a giant? I think he just has big teeth and he's tall.
I thought he was like 8 foot tall.
Yeah, he looks huge.
Although I think I would have liked it if they took a little more creative license. They put the little inscription on it and it says, "Whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor." If they just said, "shall possess the power of beer."
But then it's not a family item, you know? Goes back to the giving kids milk in a Budweiser cup. Yeah, it's a cool idea. I'd be interested to see where the line goes, you know? What other items are we going to be able to open up beers with?
It seems like they hit it out of the park on the first one. They'll be hard-pressed to do anything else.
Yeah, how you can do Spider-Man? It'd have to be Spider-Man, like the Darth Vader bottle opener, which is redonkulous.
Yeah, hopefully it's not just some squatting Spider-Man.
Spider-Man squats enough.
Uh-huh. That could be painful for old Spidey.
Speaking of Spider-Man, I'm starting to save my money for 2012's Hot Toys.
Yikes.
I found a new page. It's Hot Toys Community on Facebook. And it's not an official Hot Toys page. In fact, Hot Toys has been having some of the pictures taken down. But these guys are over in Japan, and they're at the Hot Toys store and the Hot Toys showings. And they had a Hot Toys catalog that shows 4 new Hot Toys coming soon. The first one, who didn't see this coming? Spider-Man in the black outfit.
Well, yep. That's easy.
But the Spider-Man is so cool, and I like the black outfit, and I think they've done a real bang-up job with that. And it looks like he comes with a Sandman base.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they show him posed atop a giant, like, Sandman thing.
Yeah, that could be pretty sweet. What did the original one come with? Just a stand, or was there an exclusive base on that one?
Just the stand.
Okay.
So that'd be kind of nice way to get in there. So red one can be fighting New Goblin, black one can be standing atop the Sandman.
Yeah, but I think the one that, out of all these new ones that you pointed out here, the one that's got me excited is that Red Skull.
Red Skull looks nice and comes with two heads. So you get the human head and the Red Scully head. I guess both are human, but you know what I mean.
One's just more redder and scullier than the previous.
That one looks so nice because he comes with the full-length leather coat, which is removable to show his Hydra, not Nazi, Hydra outfit underneath.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just got, like with all Hot Toys, the Hugo Weaving likeness is just dead on. We always say it whenever we're looking at a new one of these, they just have the best sculptors on the planet working for them over there.
Honestly, Hugo Weaving was made to be an action figure, though, and a statue. The man just looks like he is a statue. He's nothing to look at, which is probably why he does things like Red Skull and
V for Vendetta.
Yeah. His voice is so haunting.
Mr. Anderson.
He's not an ugly dude. He's just, no, he's no prize winner.
He's no George Clooney.
There you go.
Well, slightly more attractive. They're coming out with another Captain America, Chris Evans, and this is in his I'm going to war in World War II outfit with, you know, it's not the big cap outfit. It's the leather bomber jacket and the brown pants and another astounding likeness. Not the same face from before.
Yeah, impressive. Makes me wonder if there's a motorcycle coming eventually.
Ooh, that would be sweet.
Yeah, this is the outfit of like where he kind of decided he needed to go help out in the movie before he actually had the outfit. And he was still wearing that show outfit that was made out of felt or whatever. And he just threw on the letter A helmet and threw his jacket on and took off, which was, I mean, that was pretty cool. You know, it's always interesting to me to see how characters get their original outfits. And Captain America had a pretty cool story going on there, I thought, with that.
They did it well. We will be, you know, talking about that next year on Now Playing, but I think they did a good job. I really do. And also from last year's movie, I got Thor, I got Odin. How can I say no to Loki, right? And he comes with an accessory. I wonder if this will be like a Sideshow exclusive. And he comes with an accessory. I wonder if this might be like a Sideshow exclusive or something. It's a pillar on top of which is the casket of ancient winters. It's an Asgardian relic and the greatest weapon of Malekith the Accursed.
Of course! Why didn't I, you know, so,
When opened, it can reproduce the infinite icy cold realm of Niflheim.
I was just saying that the other day.
Again, good likeness. Might be one that I'd put on. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm all in on Hot Toys. But the fact that he's so far the only announced villain of the Avengers makes it even more of a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much further they're going to go with the Thor line either, you know. So get that one and you can wrap up all of that. We can hope maybe sometime down the line, but I don't think we'll even see the Warriors 3.
I don't think so, no. Face it, Odin's 20% off over at Sideshow. They've seen how far they can take it.
Yeah.
Unless this does really well, I'll never have a Sif. I'm sorry, I'd much rather have Sif than Natalie Portman.
From Thor.
So, save your money, boys and girls, because these four are all from last year's movie. Yeah. Let alone the fact that, oh, I quote Tony Stark, I've got a Hulk.
Yep, whole new ball game with the Avengers next year.
I cannot wait for my Hot Toys Hulk.
That will be sweet.
Hulk smash Arnie's credit card limits. Also, speaking of next year's movies, Marvel announced, and it was had the trailer during the video game awards, if you can call it that, the video game commercials that aired on Spike the other night. They are making an Amazing Spider-Man game, which isn't any big shock, and it's being made by Beenox, who made the last two Spider-Man games, and it is a sequel to the Amazing Spider-Man movie. So Amazing Spider-Man, the movie, is going to show you Andrew Garfield becoming Spider-Man and everything and whatever, fighting the lizard. And this picks up where the movie leaves off. And it's going to be more like the Spider-Man games that came out with the previous movies, where it's free-flowing, open world, kind of like Grand Theft Auto, and you can web swing from crime to crime and kind of do your own thing in the world. I'm really looking forward to going back to that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that was the last Spider-Man game I really played, was the one before Shattered Dimensions. I think it was Spider-Man 3, maybe.
Well, before Shattered Dimensions was Web of Shadows, which was a free-flowing, you could go anywhere type of game, but really crappy. Just really crappy. And Shattered Dimensions was a wonderful go back, but it was much more limiting. This seems like if they could regain what they did, it started with the Activision Spider-Man game by Neversoft, makers of the Tony Hawk games. Then they kept that formula for Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 for the games. Those were really, really fun games. So I am looking forward to this game almost as much as I'm looking forward to that movie. And with that, that is our show for this week.
No.
Wait.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, am I? You mean I can't just keep these?
No.
All right, fine. I guess we'll give away the prizes. We announced these with our one-year anniversary show. Thanks again to sponsors Backstage Toys, Gentle Giant, and Kotobukiya. They give us some great prizes for our one-year anniversary. You've had a month to enter. Here are the winners of our prizes.
$25 Backstage Toys gift certificate. There were two winners for this. One of them is Phil Costanzo, like George, but not quite.
And with an O?
Yes.
He is from Twitter with the username Cerebus Customs. If you can send us a direct message on Twitter, Marvelicious Toy, and let us know your email address, we will pass that on to Backstage Toys. And the second winner is from our Sales to Astonish newsletter. We're not going to give your full email address because we don't want you to be put on every spam list. But it's lois_94086@somedomain.com. So go ahead and email us from there within the next 30 days and we will get you your $25 Backstage Toys gift certificate.
Is that kind of like Lois Must Die? Like Stewie?
Similar, yes.
I have a @someurl.com. web address too, so that's great. We can be partners over there.
Yeah, I bet there's not a lot of people over there.
And now our Deadpool t-shirt from Backstage Toys. The winner for that one is Ryan Bowman from the Twitters.
So Ryan, go ahead and DM us your shipping information and we'll get that shirt out to you. And the winner from Backstage Toys, the X-Men First Class Minimate set, A.W. Quinn.
I know he's from Twitter.
Yes.
The winner of the Gentle Giant Captain America mini bust, Argyle Kyle.
From the forum, send me a private message. I'm Arnie C. With your shipping information, we'll pass that on to our friends at Gentle Giant to get you that San Diego Comic-Con exclusive mini bust.
Awesome. So that's it, right? That's all the prizes?
Well, we got a grand prize, a Iron Man fight art. Justin, where are you going with the statue?
Hey, come on. Well, oh, darn it. I thought we were going to skip it.
This is a really cool Iron Man modular armor, fine art statue from Kodo. I have one of these myself.
It's pretty.
It is very pretty.
I almost had one myself, but
I bought it last year for Christmas.
The winner from Facebook, David Ulfers.
Yay!
So David, go ahead and send us a message through Facebook with your shipping information, and we will have Kotobukiya get this out to you.
Now that is our show for this week.
Be sure to join us January 1st as we have our 2011 year in review. We will be joined by some very special guest co-hosts.
Very special. Some more special than others.
So until next time, true collectors,
make mine Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
Hold on, I don't know that we're... Okay, we are. It's important that we be recording.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just really weird.
Well, you know, no, wait a second. My dad had costume changes at Thanksgiving Day dinner. So it could be like, you know, the Arnie show.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld Yes. Where he had the set. And now joining us is Justin. Justin, let's talk about toys.
The old Merv Griffin set. Nice. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'd never been in one. It was very sad because one was where my old bookstore was growing up, and now we have no local bookstores, but we have another Family Dollar. And it was the bookstore that had the greatest selection of porn, too. Like, every magazine you could think of.
Biggins?
All of them. We. Fox.
Oh, we. OUI.
Yeah.
We. I think that was like as a kid, like because we lived by this like forest and like there's older kids who had like a little porn hideout back there. And like, you know, we found Playboys before and that was all good. And like I remember the first time we found Wii, it's like, whoa, what is that?
That's the funniest thing because when I lived in Florida, I used to walk to the video store all the time. And I was walking home one time and I just looked out in the street and saw something and I walked into the middle of the road and there was Wii magazine sitting right there like a gift from God. When you're 13, that is a gift from God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the other thing is I took a look at mine. And so I'm not sure if maybe somebody thought it was translucent and somebody else went, oh, there's another variant. You know how the entire internet is like a big game of grapevine. What's that game where you like the
telephone. Telephone game?
Telephone. Until Justin finds it, I don't believe it.
See, both of you are infinitely funnier the more tired I am.
I think that's true for everybody. So you keep getting loopy and the show will be hilarious.
How many can you fit in your mouth?
This isn't
are you like Squirrel Girl?
This isn't a video podcast. I can fit my fist in my mouth.
Woo!
Now, she literally is putting it in her mouth.
I'm trying to get the plastic off.
I'm going to rearrange things a little bit.
That's cool. I got to take off my sweatshirt. It's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Nice.
I'm excited about the Broncos.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Same.
I'm sorry, I'd much rather have Sif than Natalie Portman.
From Thor.
Thor.
I'm not willing to make that stance so blanket.
I'm willing to make that statement blanket, but hell, I'd rather have Natalie Portman's friend who's now on that Two Broke Girls show than Natalie Portman.
Well, that's right,
that's where she is. Oh boy.
How are these people living on Twitter?
You live on Twitter.
I do not.
You live on Facebook.
No, I do not.
He looks like a Jolly Roger.
Or what Jolly are those? Rancher?
Jolly Rancher.
I was like, what is a Jolly Roger? You mean like a pirate? Our Johnny just told me he was so poor growing up, but he doesn't know what a Jolly Rancher is. Come on, Arnie. All the poor kids.
So poor, we had to eat Jolly Rogers.
That's not being poor. That's being assaulted.
And what kind of pirates were they, Arnie?
Yeah. If you're really poor, you ate Laffy Taffy. Yeah.
I came across while packing one more pack of that Marvel Heroes taffy, and rather than suffer yet another upset stomach, I threw it away.
Good.